evening.
Good evening.
I hope you had a beautiful day.
I did.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoah. Anna Bekoah. Gedula Jimmy Misa. Israel, and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own. and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. We're going to be reading from the second section of the Zohar in Parashat Behar. That starts with Pasuk 5, verse 5. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kunene aleinu maaseh yadeinu kunenehu. Tachatzi kewan dealu Yisrael yara Laishtakahu badinin tatain viki Hashem ba'naicha Al kanfei dikruvin kima deitmar dikti Sedek yalin ba'kiden ha'wat la'necha Mikola deha Yisrael la'naimin adim karveh Karbana devein ha'arbayim Ve'iskaliku dihimin Ve'ola hawa itokad Al-matbecha u'den Hawa la'naicha Mikola ve'la ishtaka Ela ita bevala Ahidikti kitavo vegomer Weshavta haaretz Naecha vadai Weshavta haaretz Shabbat Lashem, Shabbat Lashem mamash. Come and see. When Israel entered the land, there were no lower judgments, no judgments of the female found in it. And the congregation of Israel, being Malchut, was resting upon the wings of the cherubs. As they said, righteousness lodged in it. Then she had respite from all, for Israel did not sleep until they offered the twilight sacrifice, and the judgments were dismissed. The burnt offering was consumed upon the altar. Then she had respite from all, and there was only a wife with her husband. This is the essence of when you come to the land. Then shall the land keep a Shabbat. Then the land will rest, true rest, without judgments. Then shall the land keep a Shabbat to Hashem, meaning a Shabbat to Hashem literally, without any judgments. My commentary. What does it mean that there are no judgments? It means there is no bread of shame associated with this essence. Have we learned about the sabbatical? It is and certainly is mind over matter. Judgments and bread of shame relate to the world of process, the world of tikkun, the world of correction. A world without judgments represents the world of effect, unless it is a code word for the end sof, the endless world. What do you think? We are taught that as the sun sets and as it approaches midnight, when the sun begins to rise, but it's not yet full, during that period, there is sent around the world entities who are hungry. They're hungry for light. They're hungry because they're not fulfilled. They want what they want. And this is what is called judgment. Why? Why is an entity that's hungry, that was created by the Creator, but he doesn't fulfill that entity? He says to us, you fulfill him. You have the kuf to fulfill him. The kuf that has the bar that goes, the line that goes below the line in the Torah. You have the kuf to fulfill all these entities that I have created. That's your work. Don't feed him too much. Just feed him what the kuf can channel to him. Oh, and yes, if you make a mistake, if you do a sin, you're going to feed him more than what the kuf alone will feed him, more than he actually needs to survive. But he's a desire to receive, just like you. He wants more all the time. So if you feed him, he begins to want more. This is judgment. And every day your actions are judged in the Heavenly Academy. Not just your actions, my actions, everybody's actions. And a decree is earned, a judgment is earned, an effect takes place. This is what we learn. This is what this verse from the Zohar is teaching and hinting to us. And once every 7 years, but years is a code word. Seven is a code word. Just like 7 days of creation. 7 years, 7 days. These are all code words dealing with cause and effect. And what is the cause? Your action. What is the effect? The Heavenly Academy issues a judgment. Pasuk 6. Again, Rabbi Elazar commenced, if you buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, as every son of Israel who is circumcised possesses a holy mark, as rest on the sabbatical year. This sabbatical year is his, denoting Malchut. It is his to rest in it. It is referred to as the Shabbat of the Lamb, and surely contains freedom from the Klipot. In it there is rest from judgments, just as Shabbat is rest for all. So the sabbatical year is total rest, rest for the spirit and the body. Therefore it is written, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free. My commentary. The Zohar in this verse is connecting the idea of time to location. Location to slavery to time, as described in my email commentary from Parashat Behar. Please read it on the Hashem website or in the email that you received on Sunday morning. We need to understand and implement in our own lives this unity of time and space and slavery or freedom. Pasuk 7. Tachatzei Hashem Necha Hudilae Vetatae Begis Chai Ila'a Hashem Tata'a Necha Be'ilaim Necha Be'tata'im Hashem Ila'a Sheva Shanim Sheva Pa'amim Hashem Tata'a Sheva Shanim Bil Chodaihu Da Shemita V'da Yovla. Come and see. Hay refers to rest of those on high and those lower. Thus there is the upper hay of Yud Hey Vav Hey denoting Bina, and the lower hay of Yud Hey Vav Hey reflecting Malchut. The upper hay points to rest for the supernal beings, while the lower hay refers to rest for those below. The upper hay is the secret of 7 years, seven times, meaning 49 gates of Binah. The lower hay is the secret of merely the 7 years. The lower is called the sabbatical year, and the upper is called Jubilee. I am adding, this verse is relating to the name of Hashem and explaining the relationship of the Yovel and the sabbatical years. Why are there two different levels? What's hinted at in this verse is the whole idea of hierarchy. And what is a hierarchy? Is there something wrong with a hierarchy? After all, I was raised in America. Most of you were raised in America. You were taught that equality is what's important. Equality is important, then why is there a hierarchy? What's the purpose of the hierarchy? Well, the top of an organization has to tell the bottom of the organization what to do and how to do it. Why? Why is that necessary? Why can't Hashem tell everybody what to do through their intuition? Why is it necessary to have a hierarchy? Hashem created the world, created Adam and Eve. There was no hierarchy. Adam connected to Hashem, Eve connected to Hashem, and they knew what to do. Oh, well, they made a mistake. But the whole idea of a hierarchy, is it necessary? Is it efficient? Or is it something that creates chaos? Verse 8. V'chad mitzachlin mile kol achad v'kich v'sha'ata ha'aret v'ha'hu necha v'ya'ra itzteriku avdin necha v'kich v'vash v'yit yetze lecha afshi chinam chinam nahu chinam dila yachiv l'mareya. When one looks at these things, they're all the same, because the Mohin of Jubilee, which is Bina, illuminates within the sabbatical year, which is Malchut. Therefore it is written, then shall the land keep a Shabbat. But when the land is at rest, the servants should be at rest. This is why in the seventh he shall go out free. What is the meaning of free? It means that he pays his master nothing. I'm adding, paying his master nothing relates to Hashem. It means that the service or the cause of something happening during the Shemitah and Yovel years has already occurred. It also is taught elsewhere in the Zohar that paying his master nothing means that you don't have to say a blessing when you eat. That's what the children of Israel meant when they argued with Moshe and complained in the desert. They wanted the freedom of Egypt where they didn't have to say a blessing to Hashem prior to eating. That's paying your master nothing. That's why the sages of the Talmud and the Kabbalah always tell us, if we don't say a blessing before we eat and a blessing after we eat, we are stealing from Hashem. We are paying something we're utilizing something that belongs to Hashem without payment. Appreciation is spiritual payment. All of this is being taught in this verse of the Zohar. That's the end of the section 2. Does anybody have any questions? Section 3, the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. Why would you think there's a yoke on your back from heaven? Verse 9 of the Zohar commentary. Ela daraza ha-ka-olifna kitiv zakarnu et hadaga asher nokal b'mitzrayim chinam bila bracha dila hawa alana b'mitzrayim ol dilela tachatzi avadim peturin me'ol malkuta dilela v'ad peturin. Excuse me. Min hamitzvot ma'ol malchut shamayim ela kahai Torah diyahavin aleya o bekadmeita begin le'apaka mineya tal alma weila kabil aleya aruo laved midich kina itzterich leya lebarnash lekabela aleya o bekadmeita ulvatar deivlach beyad bekol madeitzterich veila kabil aleya ay bekadmeita layakul lelif miflach. In truth, this is the secret. We learn that it is written, we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt for nothing, meaning for nothing without a blessing, as we did not have a heavenly yoke in Egypt. Come and see, slaves are exempt from the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. So they are exempt from the mitzvot. What is this, the yoke of the heavenly kingdom? It is like an ox upon which they first place a yoke in order to work with him and draw benefit from him for the world. If he does not accept that yoke, he does no work at all. So man must accept upon himself the yoke of the heavenly kingdom first, and then he will toil with it all that he needs. However, if he does not accept this yoke upon himself first, he cannot work. My commentary. Man's work is spiritual work. The Zohar is teaching us a spiritual law. One is always connected to something spiritual. In essence, one is connected to Hashem or something else. What that something else is, always called an idol. Man connects to an idol or to Hashem. No spiritual work can be done unless one is connecting to Hashem. What about the people who connect to an idol that they think is Hashem? There is no spiritual work being done by that effort. What a waste. When we see so much human effort going into this process, yet Hashem values free choice, and so must we. Parashat 10, Pasuk 10. Ahi diktiv yivdu et Hashem b'yira, mahu b'yira kedah, reshit hachma yirat Hashem. With the malchut shemayim ugin kach, O Malchut, Shemaim v'ad chai b'kad neta, Hud kol aman okas, Tefilah b'kad meta, Shel yad begin divchai, Ayil lishai, Kedusha ve'ihai, Raishtakas, Legabeya la sharia beya kedusha leela bekich bezot yavo acharon el hakodesh vegomer ketin. It is written, serve Hashem with fear. What is meant by fear? It is as it is written. The fear of Hashem is the beginning of wisdom. This refers to the kingdom of heaven, as Malchut is called fear, and for this reason it becomes the yoke of the heavenly kingdom. And so this is where it all starts. Since Malchut is the first sephirah going from below upward, what proves this? That we don the hand tefillin first, being the secret of Malchut, and afterwards the head tefillin, which is the secret of Zeranpin. This is because through Malchut one enters the rest of holiness. If this is not found within him, the celestial holiness cannot rest upon him. For this it is written. For this it writes, thus, the Hebrew word is with this, did Aaron come into the holy place? What was the holy place? The Kodesh Kodeshim, the Holy of Holies. With this, Aaron came into the holy place. What was this? It was the tzitz that he wore in the middle of his forehead. It was the tefillin. Actually, the tzitz, but the tefillin is the replacement. A yoke is something used to control an animal. This is my commentary. What does it mean for a man to accept the yoke of the kingdom, Malchut of heaven? It means that he has accepted that he is not the most important thing in the universe. Our egos want us to think that we are the most important thing in the universe. Until we recognize that this is untrue, there can be no spiritual work done, since there is no room for anything but that person's consciousness of his importance. And in truth, he's not important. I'm not important. But to me, you are important. How do we reconcile this? This is the spiritual work. but you first must accept the fear of heaven. What is the fear of heaven? It's not fear as in being afraid of somebody hurting you, because Hashem would never hurt. What is the fear of heaven? Oh, well, if I don't lay tefillin, I'm going to find pain and suffering in my life. Is that a fear that people have? Unfortunately, it is a fear that people have. But there's a higher level of fear, because the Hebrew word yirah means awe in addition to fear. Learning to have awe, overwhelming appreciation of the presence of Hashem in my life. Where is he in my life? I don't see him. Are you looking for him? He's there. Step back and be in complete awe at what Hashem has created. The perfection in your life right now that Hashem has created. He just created you this instant again. Do you appreciate it? Do you have awe? Do you have fear? Pasuk 11. Wehayola Sharia Demandi Hu Kafi Beachara Vead Avadin Peturin Meo Mahut Shamaim Vimehai O Peturin Mikoshaar Peturin Tehashaar La Sharia Aleya Debarnash Adishtakas Gabeya Behayo Ukihao Ahle Yisrael Bamitzraim Tinam Ofaka Yetze Lechavshi Finam Dehavda Hawa Vekol Madi Aved Finam Ubila O Malchut Shamayim Ve'agi Dehinam Chavo Vadohi Yetzei Lachafshi Wiheleya Naecha. And this yoke cannot rest upon one who is attached to another. And so slaves are exempt from the yoke of the heavenly kingdom, because they are tied to their masters. If they are exempt from this yoke, they are exempt from all other mitzvot, since other mitzvot are not placed upon one until this yoke is upon him. Therefore, Israel in Egypt ate without cost. Here too he shall go out free, since he was a slave and whatever he did was without cost, without the yoke of the heavenly kingdom. So even though his deeds were for nothing, he shall go out and find rest. The explanation of the verse is as if it said, for free, yet he shall still go out. Hanok's commentary. This is the meaning of hardening Pharaoh's heart. This brings a person to the level where he goes out and makes his own decisions based on what his heart wants him to do. Learn this well. When we say, I don't feel like it, the feelings are an illusion. Yet this is the yoke that a person attaches himself to. Start doing what is the right thing to do based on the Torah and its teachings, not on your feelings. When you feel that you made a good connection in your prayers, you are actually attaching yourself to a yoke that may not be Hashem. That is one of the reasons that the halakhically Jewish soul struggles so much in this world, since he thinks he is connected to Hashem. He makes no effort to actually connect to Hashem. That's the end of section 4 or 3. Are there any questions? Section 4, born through his ear. Pasuk 12. Levatar nilo b'cheru v'yishtakach be'ya na'echa yachavim aleya omehahu atar diapit le'ya v'cheru v'yibarnash yisarev l'mepach L'cheru kada'a Ve'imamor yomar ha'eved achavti Et adoni ve'gomer Ha'vadai gal pagim le'a Le'hai atar d'shavik Ol malchuta dilela V'natil ol demareya ve'al damakitiv ve'higishol Adonav el ha'elohim ve'hiyoshol el ha'delet ve'gomer ve'higishol Adonav el ha'elohim el ha'elohim Sitam legabe hahu atar lefagim leya dehine Elohim ikre. After gaining freedom and finding himself at rest, a yoke is placed upon him from that place that brought him freedom, meaning from the secret of the seventh year, Malchut. If someone rejected freedom, as the verse reads, and if the servant shall say, I love my master, he certainly has thwarted that place, namely Malchut, since he rejected the yoke of the heavenly kingdom and accepted the yoke of his master. What does it say of this? Then his master shall bring him to the judges, literally the Elohim. He shall also bring him to the door. Then his master shall bring him to the Elohim. Elohim is said generally, meaning he brought him to that place that he damaged, Malchut, also referred to as Elohim. Before I read my commentary, I just want to remind you, and I don't remember what I said as my commentary, but I want to remind you that the word Elohim means judges. It means the heavenly angelic chieftains. And that's what is being said here in the Torah. If a slave says to his master, I love you, I don't want to leave and become free, his master just takes him to the Elohim, to the heavenly chieftains, and ask them for a judgment. This verse can also be understood as dealing with the spiritual levels and the nightly heavenly academy. In this case, freedom represents freedom from the desire to receive for oneself alone. Master represents Malchut. Sometimes people find themselves connecting to earthbound dimensions in their spiritual work, and they stop striving to grow beyond that level. Then one is brought to the door, which has the meaning of poor. Dalit means poor as well as a door. Of course, these people are damaging the levels of Bina and Zeranpin. They are separating the letter He from the Vav and the upper He. Pasuk 13. Vila anatar yitkarim nagabeya el hadelet O el hamezuzah begindahai atar picha hu dilela zuzah yitre vehaitma vekaevat van Vihu achvan deafkama lahayatar hahu pegimu ishtar behadeya deya begu feya Aidiki virata adonav et asno Bamartsea viavado Leolam Yehewe Avda Tichot Raglo Demareya Adshata Biola. To what place does he bring him near? To the door or the doorpost. The Hebrew word for doorpost is mezuzah. Since that place, namely, Malchut, is the entrance to above, meaning the entrance to which to merit Zeranpin, as it is called Mezuzah. And so we learn, since he intended to blemish that place, Malchut, there remained this deficiency in his body. This is what is written, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Since the servant will be beneath the feet of his master until the Jubilee year. My commentary. The word mezuzah has the letters of Zaz and Mavet within it. When you permutate mezuzah, you can guess spell Zaz Mavet. Zaz Mavet translates as remove death. The essence of this teaching is that is when one chooses to stay as a servant and is unwilling to grow to a higher level, that person is choosing to allow death to remain in the world. The boring of the ear with an awl is creating a disconnection from Bina and leaving him where he wants to remain, which is Malchut, or earthbound. Also, the servant is the soul being put into the body. The body is taking control, and that needs to be changed. The hole in the earlobe is meant to wake the person up. Also, the pain associated with the idea of being female, meaning less than what he or she is capable of becoming. Pasuk 14. Et azno amai ha'ok muhal avol shemiyat alei behayatar asiya le'elai Ugin the Israel Had Karigu Mutura the Sinai Wahawo Bir Simu Billy by who the Yitzarva the Tunchabariku Akinu Asiya Lashmiya de Hashemiya Bikad meta ubatar asiya shemiya Bahai shemita talya Yad Hu Bagin Lahai Shemiya. Eat the gin shemiya delaya the ishtar. Pakimu beya bela ishtar huauta. Lamareya adip sare the hauatar defakim. Bait pagin hu kameya. Vaishtar beya haru pagimu ukih vehigishu adonau vel ha elohim sitam kemadiokmina viad shabta arat shabbat la hashem. He asks, why bore through his ear? Answer, we already have established this. Hearing is dependent upon this place, namely Malchut. Acting above, upon Binah, when the congregation of Israel was approaching Mount Sinai, with love in their hearts to approach the Holy One, blessed be He, they placed doing before hearing. Normally listening precedes doing. Listening depends on the sabbatical year, denoting Malchut. And so since this servant damaged his listening has become blemished. This blemish remains with him, and he does not remain a servant to his master unless he approaches that place that he blemished, and he is blemished before it. And this rebuff remains with him. For this reason, then, his master shall bring him to the Elohim. This is unspecified, pointing to Malchut, as we have established. Hence shall the land keep a Sabbath to Hashem, so that it will not be rendered defective through slavery. Here it is different from most instances where we say that listening denotes Bina and doing Malchut. Hanok's commentary. Rabbi Ashlag does not explain why the change to be an upside-down pattern. Malchut is above Bina in this verse. This is the blemish. The Tzimtzum is Malchut striving to rise to Bina with the consciousness to be closer to the Creator. Here Malchut is being raised above Bina with a selfish consciousness to be more important than Bina. Pasuk 15. Sheshanim tizra sanecha begomer uvashana tashvit shabbat shabbaton yihye la'aret shabbat la'ashem. The house of Haditi, Uvashmit, Ishmetana, Untashta, the Gomer, Memtet, the Ahlu, Evione, Amecha, Begin the Miskere, the Hayatar, Dalian, Ukif, Shavik, Lon, the Mekal. The Adman Derachim, the Miskena, Yahiv Shalama, Big Knesset Yisrael, the Yosif Birkata, the Alma, the Yahiv Fedu, the Hela Leatai, the Itkire Tzedaka, the Arka Birkata, the Knesset Yisrael, the Okina. 6 years you shall sow your field, but in the seventh year shall be a Shabbat of solemn rest for the land, a Shabbat for Hashem. We already established as it is written, but in the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow. What is the reason? That the poor of your people may eat. For the poor are associated with that place, Malchut denoting the sabbatical year. Therefore, leave it to them to eat. Consequently, one who shows mercy for the poor contributes peace to the congregation of Israel, as the poor are associated with it. He multiplies blessings in the world and gives joy and strength to the place called righteousness, denoting Malchut. By boring blessings on the congregation of Israel, this has been explained. My commentary. This verse is bringing physical location and the soul into unity. Every soul has a spark to elevate from their location, the place where they were born or where they are living now, or where they were sold. This verse in the Zohar is explaining how physical location and spiritual essence are really one. Does anybody have any questions? That's the end of the section. It's almost an hour for the class. Any more questions? Saturday night at 8:30, we will have another Zohar class. This will be on the Parasha of Pechukotai. It's the first opportunity to connect to the new energy of next week. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will continue our preparation, amazing preparation, for the holiday of Shavuot. Monday at 5:30, we'll continue our class in the energy of the Hebrew letters. We'll continue reading in the Zohar how the letters came before Hashem and why he said no to a particular letter when it asked to be, when it prayed to him to be the letter used in creation. Just as we prayed to Hashem, the letters were created by Hashem to pray as well. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will continue our class and our teachings on advanced reincarnation. Wednesday at 6:30, we have a basic class, which again we will teach reincarnation as a general subject, not the advanced level. Next Thursday at 7 o'clock, we will have another Zohar class. I don't say another Zohar class easily, because each Zohar class, I hope you feel, is as powerful as what I feel. Shabbat Shalom to all of you. Enjoy being in the mountain. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you. Bye.
Shalom.
Hello.